You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
I don't know how to say this. Betelgeuse
star? You're not a child of the 80s. If you were, you would know the film with a similar name. The star is Betelgeuse.
Oh.
Yeah.
The Wire.
The Hauraki Gulf has recently permanently closed its scallop fishery shortly following its collapse. The biodiversity of the Hauraki Gulf is at stake, and the draft Hauraki Gulf fisheries plan has just been released and is receiving some criticism. Today I spoke to Bianca Ranson from Forest and Bird about this fishery closure, and I started by asking her the reason why the scallop fishery was closed.
Forest and Bird really welcomes the government's decision to indefinitely close the commercial and recreational tepa or scallops fishery in the Hauraki Gulf, Te Kapa Moana and Coromandel, which comes after the collapse of the entire fishery, actually. So all of the scallops within the Hauraki Gulf, all of those populations have now collapsed, which means that while the government has closed it, that is essentially because there is nothing left to take. So at the end of last year, there was an emergency temporary closure of the last two remaining scallop beds after research came back showing that there had been a catastrophic collapse of those. So that temporary closure has been moved into a permanent closure for the foreseeable future.
Why did the fishery collapse?
The fishery has collapsed because of the way that it has been managed. So within the Hauraki Gulf, different species and stocks are managed discreetly. So they are managed as individual species. And what we're really calling for is ecosystem-based management, and that any fisheries management is taking a holistic approach and then looking at the interconnectedness and importance of species and the importance of maintaining those ecosystems for the overall health and well-being of all that live within them. And so because of the dredging that has happened, and this isn't the first, this isn't the first species to have collapsed or to be functionally extinct in the Hauraki Gulf. We've seen this with green-lipped mussels decades ago. We have coda or rock lobsters that are functionally extinct. There's tamuri snapper, which is down around 80% of what it used to be. And so we know that there's a drastic change that needs to happen, and now's a really important time for that to happen because we're currently going through the consultation of the draft fisheries plan for the Hauraki Gulf. And so our message is that that draft plan needs a major rethink with this announcement of the closure of the tepa fishery, and that we need to actually see an end to all bottom impact fishing within the Hauraki Gulf. So that includes the destructive method of bottom trawling, which is proposed within the draft fisheries plan, as well as Danish seining.
Would you like to see the draft Hauraki Gulf approach it as a more ecosystem?
Yeah, well, within the draft Hauraki Gulf fisheries plan, they have acknowledged ecosystem-based management, which is a really positive sign. But with, taking into the account the end of scallop dredging for the foreseeable future, and if we really want to get serious about protecting the seabed of the Gulf, then we also need to be ending bottom trawling. That is really, really critical, and it's really the responsibility of the government to act on what the what the people of the Hauraki Gulf are saying as well, which is that 80% of people want to see bottom trawling ended. So now's the time. We know that with climate change and with the pressures that are on the Gulf from sedimentation, what's happening on land and going down into the Moana that's affecting the Gulf with pollution, with overfishing, that it's in a dire situation. And so, there's only a certain amount that we can do to adapt to the different challenges that we're facing. But the reality is that we really need to be giving our ocean and all that's within it the best chance that we possibly can. And that's by ending bottom trawling. It's by really taking a hard look at the way that fisheries is being managed. And it's it's just now is definitely the time.
Are there any other fisheries that are at risk of collapse?
Within the Gulf, I think one of the main things that is really important for people to understand is that when you put your head under the water, and I know that most people don't get the opportunity to do that, but it's very, very clear how out of balance it is. So one of the main things that has been happening throughout the Gulf is that we're seeing what's called kinnabarrens. And kinnabarrens are reefs or rocky shore areas that are usually abundant with kelp that are now just covered in copious amounts of kinna. And the reason that that happens, and it's a really kind of good way and tangible way of seeing the impacts of overfishing, is because when you don't have enough of the predators such as tamariri, which is snapper, or koda, the rock lobsters, then the kinna basically munch through all of that kelp, and it just leaves a barren reef. And that means that we're removing really vital ecosystems and nurseries for other species that are vital to the well-being of the life-sustaining capacity of the moana. So I guess the message is that for far too long, the way that we've seen management within the Hauraki Gulf and beyond, actually, is failing our ocean. It's failing the well-being of everything within it, and our ability to connect with it and also to collect from it for what we need as well. So so there's a lot at stake, and there are some opportunities, particularly through revitalizing the Gulf and the Sea Change Plan, to put in some protection areas. There's 19 protection areas that are sitting with the government at the moment, and our hope is that we will see those set in place soon. That process has been going on for almost 10 years now, with over 20 years of research, which has been consistently showing that the Hauraki Gulf is in decline. So we need the government to act quickly. We need the government to act quickly in terms of the care and the aroha and the motivation of the public, of the leadership and directive that we've seen from iwi and hapū about the placing of Zahui. And in fact, those last two tipa beds that have collapsed, they were placed under tikanga rahui by Ngāti Manuhiri, and that application for the 186A closure of those two beds was not followed through by the minister, and in fact by the government. And if they had acted swiftly in approving that, we possibly could have avoided the collapse of those two remaining healthy scallop beds. So they're not there anymore. They have collapsed, and in fact it's not just that that has ended the fishery in the Hauraki Gulf, but that's actually nationally. So management of fisheries has seen the complete collapse of scallops in all of Aotearoa. So this is a really huge sign, and it needs to be taken seriously, and we need to see some urgent and fundamental changes in the way that our moana is managed.
What can our listeners at home do to help out the fisheries?
That's a really, really good question, because sometimes, like, a lot of people feel really connected to the Hauraki Gulf. It's our backyard. Many of us go down there to swim or to kayak or to go out, you know, sailing or whatever it is. But it's like, how do I actually affect change, particularly if I don't understand the draft fisheries plan, or I don't know how to submit? So on the 15th of April, we, Forest and Bird and Greenpeace, are collaborating on a flotilla. And the flotilla is an action that's going to be happening down at Mission Bay at midday, and we invite everyone to come along. And the message is simple, and the message is clear, that we want the government to end all bottom trawling within the Hauraki Gulf. Bottom trawling is highly destructive. The Hauraki Gulf has been declared as a marine park, and we need to be treating it as the taonga that it is. It's recognised as a world biodiversity hotspot, and yet our biodiversity is in crisis and in decline. So if people want to connect to the work that's going on, to learn more about what's going on and to help us affect change, please come down to Mission Bay at midday on the 15th of April, where we will be out on the ocean. We welcome kayakers and paddleboarders to come down and to show support and to show aroha for the protection of our moana.
That was Bianca Ranson from Forest and Bird speaking to me about the Hauraki Gulf fisheries with a little bit of at-home activism that you can get involved with.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.